You've left regular radio behind. I'm Alice Howe, and this is Exit 97.7 WEXT. Every night I have the strangest dream. All these ghosts are talking to me, laid down in my bed, and I can hardly sleep. These homeland blues have got a hold of me. Well, I went over to my cousin's house to see if we couldn't figure it out. He said, it's plain to see you got them homeland blues. What hope have I got if what you're saying is true? And I got them homeland blues. Don't you know I got them homeland blues? Said I got them homeland blues. Honey, pull over, I got them homeland blues. The sooner I book my ticket, sooner I'll come running back to you. I asked my mother, do you know what I mean? And she could hardly look up at me. Had her eyes to her paper, and I knew she had them too. Eyes on her coffee, and I knew she had them too. Have you ever missed something that you never even had? You're down so low and you feel so bad. That's when you know you got them homeland blues. That's when you know that you got them homeland blues. And I got them homeland blues. Don't you know I got them homeland blues? Sat down on the curb, nursing my homeland blues. Half out in the street, and I'm nursing my homeland blues. Well, my American soul gets lonely sometimes. I take a walk and it clears my mind, and I hold you tight to shake my homeland blues. I hold on tight just to shake my homeland. Got them homeland blues. Don't you know I got them homeland blues? Said I got them homeland blues. Try to tell you I got them homeland blues. The sooner I book my ticket, the sooner I'll come running back to you. If home is where I left it, the sooner I'll come running back to you.
Wow, that's the song I love.
Thank
Alice
you.
Alice Howe, live at EXT, soulful Boston folk singer-songwriter Alice Howe, along with legendary musician and artist. He's got a big resume, but we know him for his work with Bonnie Raitt. Freebo joins us. Guys, thanks so much for dropping on by.
Great to be here, Dave. Thank you.
EXT listeners know that song, Homeland Blues, came from your EP you put out last year, You've Been Away So Long. Beautiful EP. You're following it up with a brand new album. You hooked up with Freebo here. Earlier this year, you met him at a songwriters conference in Kansas City.
That's right. You've got the whole story.
I've got it all. It's up to date.
That's right. Yeah, Freebo and I met at Folk Alliance, actually, at NERFA in Connecticut, and then again at Kansas City the following year, and he invited me to come out to California to try working on some new songs in the studio, and that was about a year ago now, and we just finished recording and mixing, and the album will be out hopefully this fall.
And Freebo, what was it about Alice when you met her that said, hey, I gotta work with you, come on out to California, I gotta produce your record?
Her voice. I can honestly say, and I've written this, but I have not heard a voice as compelling as Alice's since I first heard Bonnie Raitt about 50 years ago. And I just loved her voice. I loved her EP. I loved what she was doing, but I felt like I could maybe help take her to another level because I heard some things in her voice that I thought maybe she could do that she wasn't doing. And man, she's just totally leaped to the challenge and gone beyond my expectations. Really, we're so excited about this new record. It's really beautiful.
I'm thrilled to have been able to work with Freebo. It was a great experience.
Full band on this record too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Full band. Freebo's on bass. We've got keys, drums, electric guitar, and me on guitar and singing, which is all new for me. I'd never played with a full band before, so it's very exciting.
Well, it's about synergy, you know. I mean, music, and it's all about listening. It's about ears, and I knew Alice had big ears. Figuratively speaking.
Hey.
No, you have beautiful ears, actually.
Thank you.
But you see them covered with your red hair. But I knew that she would respond in a way. And again, we were all surprised. She just went level after level. So it was interesting to hear her respond to the soulfulness of the players, great players.
And all friends of yours, right?
Friends of mine, yeah. Old people. And she just went to all these. Well, she went to these wonderful places that she wouldn't have gone to otherwise. And that's what I was hoping that I could do for her. And like I say, we've explored. At one point, I heard her kind of sing a bluesy kind of. I said, "What's that?" She said, "That's Muddy Waters." I said, "You like Muddy Waters?" "Oh, I love Muddy Waters." "Who else?" "Taj Mahal." We wound up doing a Muddy Waters cover that's beautiful, Honeybee, and a Taj Mahal cover. And
that was all stuff really that beautiful. I loved singing from a young age, but I had never had the players to back me while doing it. I didn't know how to play that style on the guitar, so I didn't really have an opportunity to perform those kind of songs live. So this was really exciting.
That's great. And you've been singing all your life. And you and I share a similar experience, I guess, growing up and singing to our parents' record collection.
Yeah.
My dad taped me singing from my crib
to Roger
Miller's King of the Road. Who are you listening to so early on?
Yeah, I'm so grateful that my parents were just always playing great music in my house. And some of those people, Joan Baez, I heard those ballads, those old English ballads from a young age, and really got me interested in storytelling and songwriting. I love Jackson Brown. I love Tracy Chapman, Joni Mitchell. And then also Taj Mahal and Muddy Waters and Mississippi John Hurt. So kind of a range, I guess. But I think always I was drawn to really authentic voices that were just really real and pure. And then songwriting or storytelling in song.
And what's interesting, you probably were listening to records that Freebo touched by producing or he played on.
Totally. Actually, when I didn't know Freebo's history, but when we met and got to talking at Folk Alliance, I went home after that and turned over all these records at my house. And I was like, oh my God, there he is. He's actually on the back of all of them. He was not lying. I was like, all right, I trust this guy.
Freebo, you've been playing a long time and you've been putting out albums of your own for the past 15 years, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my first album, I came out in 1999, and I'm working on my sixth album now. It's been a really interesting journey for me, because back when I was playing with the Bonnie and Crosby, Stills and Nash and Ringo Starr, I was not writing songs. So in my mid-40s, I chose to start writing songs because there was out of frustration. Sometimes that's how, sometimes we get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I didn't realize what my frustration was about, but it was that I was not fully speaking my voice. And I think I was a pretty decent bass player because I could hear the totality of the music, so I knew what to put underneath it, but I never felt the need to write songs until I realized that my frustration at my dis-ease inside was about me not speaking my creative voice. I was only using maybe 25% of it playing the bass. So once I decided to write songs, that's led me on a journey about singing them, getting into singing, getting into poetry. I always wanted to produce, so this was the vessel that I could put all of my ideas into. Now that I'm doing that, I feel so much more comfortable, so much more complete, and I love it. And it allows me to, in producing somebody like Alice, to really empathize more with the singer, with the songwriter, because I've been on both sides of the glass in every situation, and it's nice. So I love, and I've been pretty much doing the singer-songwriter hat for the last 15 years. Now that Alice and I have hooked up and we do some shows together like we're doing tonight, I get to put on my bass player hat again. So it's kind of like back playing with Bonnie. It's just the two of us, because with Bonnie for the first 3 years, it was just the two of us. So now I'm back playing the bass to a wonderful singer who's playing acoustic guitar. And now I can do that thing that I do on fretless bass, which is just kind of play in between the phrases and a little bit of melody and some support. And it's really very organic. So it's really a great trip for me.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, it really is.
And I guess we're all thankful that you were frustrated at one point in your life.
Yeah. I think life's what happens by making mistakes, and often it's a process of elimination. I think very often you find out what you want to do by finding out what you don't want to do, and you just have to take that journey. And I love to say the only real mistake is the one you don't learn from. So I think it's pretty much that simple.
Well, you guys sound great together. Alice was just starting out on guitar, and Freebo, you on bass. Now you're going to switch. Freebo, you're going to play us now something from your last album here, 2015's If Not Now, When. What can you tell us about this song here?
Well, I'm a dog person, and I'll send this out to all of the dog people out in the audience who might have gone through this experience where, you know, you see your significant other with your dog, and they seem to be paying more attention to the dog than they're paying to you. And so the question might arise, as I did in this song, and I focus it to my wife. This song is called She Loves My Dog More Than Me.
One, two, three, four. Once upon a time, everything was so fine, cozy, just my baby and me. I was so well fed, had my breakfast in bed, I was happy as a man can be. Then my buddy called up, had the cutest little pup, I couldn't help but take him in. Little did I know, her affection would go to my new little four-legged friend. Now she loves a dog more than me. She loves a dog more than me. I love my dog, she loves my dog, but she loves my dog more than me. We were lying by the fire, burning with desire, when suddenly to my chagrin, as the fire got to stoking, came a cold nose a-poking somewhere it should not have been. I thought she'd shoo him away, but she told him to stay. It kind of took me out of the zone. Now a man's best friend gets a girl in the end, and I'm left a-holding the bone. 'Cause she loves my dog more than me.
She loved my dog more than me. I love my dog. She loved my dog, but she loved my dog more than me.
So I'm sitting here fuming while he's getting all the grooming. That ain't how it's supposed to be. Well, you know I don't hate him, but I got an ultimatum. Baby, it's the dog or me. Well, I got a reply as she led me outside and she handed me my people chow. Now I'm howling at the moon while he's up in my room and I'm in the doghouse now. Everybody sing.
She loved my dog more than me. She loved my dog more than me. I love my dog. She loved my dog, but she loved my dog more than me. Ba 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 ba.
There's a moral to the story. When you fall from the glory, you gotta do it gracefully. So I'm back in the bed with the dog at the head. We're a nuclear family. And I accept my fate. You know there's little debate, because there ain't no democracy. From the moment he came, it been a doggone shame. Y'all know what it is, right? That she love my dog more than me. Everybody sing. She love my dog more than me. Come on, Alice.
She love my dog more than me. I love my dog. She loved my dog, but she loved my dog.
Let's do it one more time.
She loved my dog more than me. She loved my dog more than me. I love my dog. She loved my dog, but she loved my dog more than me.
Yes, I love my dog.
She loved my dog, but she loved my dog more than me.
I've heard it said, the earth looks peaceful when it's seen from outer space. Such a pretty place for you and me. How do we hear the wisdom of the crickets in the night,
singing out of sight from way down here,
way down here, where there's only right or wrong? Why can't we just try to get along? I've heard it said,
I've heard it said,
there's 100 billion galaxies of light
lighting up the night
for you and me.
We could be
just as peaceful as the earth from outer space, living in a place of harmony. Harmony. Oh, such a lovely sound. Why do we put one another down? Just consider that there is no wrong or right, and consider that there is no black or white. There are always shades of gray to help us find our way to the light.
To the light.
To the light. I've heard it said.
I've heard it said.
Every culture has a history in stone. Dances of their own they like to do. Wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you
like to be accepted just the way you are? Is that really hard to see? couldn't we find a way to understand and blow away that line in the sand? Just consider that there is no wrong or right, and consider that there is no black or white. There are always shades of gray to help us find our way to the light.
To the light.
To the light. Dee dee dee.
Dee dee dee.
Shades of gray to help us find our way to the light.
To the light.
To the light. To the light.
To the light.
To the light. I've heard it said.
I've heard it said.
The earth looks peaceful when it's seen from outer space. Such a pretty place for you and me.
There's a beautiful song, gorgeous harmonies in that one. It's called To the Light. We're live at EXT with Freebo, Alice Howe. It's a beautiful song. And Alice, you're doing great too. You're playing some bass on that first song.
Thank you. Yeah. My radio debut on,
that's right,
on the fretless bass.
Sounded look at good that.
Yeah.
Freebo taught
look
me a couple songs I couldn't resist. We were out at his house in California working on some pre-production for my new album. And I just picked one up and I was like, man, I wish I could just play a couple songs on here. And you're like, well,
I can
teach you. Yeah. It's so fun.
There you go. Great to have Alice Howe and Freebo in our studio here now. Freebo, you've not only worked with Bonnie Raitt, but Ringo Starr and John Mayall and Aaron Neville, Dr. John, Crosby, Stills and Nash, so many others. Do you learn new things from the younger up-and-coming singer-songwriters like Alice?
Yeah, I mean, you know, life's about learning. I learn every day. And like I said, having been on both sides of the glass really helps. It's interesting that sometimes when you teach, you learn more than when you don't. So it's been really interesting. I found myself saying some things to Alice in the studio that I'd never said before, but I'm realizing that they came through by osmosis from maybe things that I had learned from working with Bonnie or from Bonnie's producer, Paul Rothchild, and two of the records, the guy who did all of Janis Joplin's, her last three records and all of the Doors records. And so you learn stuff all the way along, and all of a sudden you find you blurt something out and go, oh my gosh, where did that come from? That was pretty wise thing, and it feels that it just kind of a conglomeration of all little bits and pieces just came together at that moment. So I've learned from my own stuff, and also Alice, I mean, has such a beautiful voice. It's been interesting to at some point just go, you know what, I don't need to say anything here. This is just gorgeous. And the more I interrupt her flow, you know, the more I'm going to stop, the genius is coming out of it. So I think it's all a learning process, and I always call it, it's not going around a circle, it's further up the spiral. So this is just part of that process.
I love it. And we learned, Alice, your new album is coming out sometime soon. You've teased us here the past year with new songs. We've seen
you play in the area
last year, and you played some songs from it, and you promised this new album is going to be better than the EP.
Different.
For the full band.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Now I can't wait for it to be ready to be out in the world.
We're live at EXT with Alice Howe and Freebo. AliceHowe.com, FreeboMusic.com to keep up with these guys. The new album. What's the name of the new album here, Alice?
Ooh, okay. It's called Still On My Mind. Mm. The new album is called Still On My Mind. I've never said that out loud before.
Mm. How come?
Because I've been pondering it for months and trying to decide what it was called.
So this is it.
I guess it's official now. No, that I feel good about that.
What can you lead us out with?
I'd love to play you the first cut on the album. It's called Twilight, and it's a song that Freebo and I co-wrote. I was down in Florida on vacation with my mom, and I love to just take walks outside by myself and sing to myself. I've done that since I was a little girl. So that's how I started this tune, and then we put our heads together and finished it. So, Twilight. Ooh. I know a dirt road in the late afternoon where the shade and the sunlight gather in pools. There are trees to the right, twisted and wild. To my left is the sea, like a glimmering eye. Well, I'm not the first one, and I won't be the last, who's come to this crossroads and breezed on past. With my destination, my only concern, one foot on the gas as the yellow light turns. And there's nothing like being alone at twilight. The ocean and I each approaching high tide, held aloft on the waves of my pride. I'm better off walking alone at twilight. My lover is steady, and he tells me be still and take a deep breath. He's hoping I will, but my mind keeps on racing till I'm far out of sight at the end of the road on the threshold of night. Twilight. Well, the sun's gone down and the twilight is past, and that magic hour, it never lasts. Are the smallest of stones. So I work till I'm tired, then I lay down to rest, and that takes just a bit of this weight off my chest. But the years stretch before me, I admit that it's true. This restless pursuit is what I'm called to do. Twilight. Ooh. Ooh. Twilight.
Listener-supported Roots and Rock. I'm Freebo.
And I'm Alice Howe.
And this is Exit 97.7 WEXT.